Welcome to Hashtag Lawntrepreneurs, brought to you by Dan Fridmar and Farron Bogash, a podcast by legal entrepreneurs for legal entrepreneurs. We hope you tune in and enjoy this episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag Lawntrepreneurs. My name is Dan Fridmar, and I'm here with the ever-fantastic Farron Bogash. Thank you so much for joining us, Farron. How are you doing today?
Dan, with those introductions, I feel great coming here to do it. You should hear how my kids talk to me in the morning. Oh. Where is my book? So this is a lovely introduction, and always great to talk with you.
Well, you're welcome for the change of space. And speaking of which, we have a very interesting topic that not a lot of people think about, especially not many who are in the smaller practice areas. We're talking about risk mitigation and excess insurance. So Farron, you actually are the one who brought this up to me. I knew sort of that this was a thing, but I've never thought about it because most of my files are, you know, under $1 million that I deal with. But my understanding is that the law pro or, you know, whatever legal insurers most people use has a cap of, I think it's $1 million in general liability and indemnity. And that if you have files that are more than that $1 million mark, you may find yourself having to pay out of pocket if it goes over. So can you just tell us a little bit about that and, you know, what that is and how you came about knowing it?
Sure. So I don't know the limits, but I'll say this. Every lawyer in Ontario who's practicing has mandatory, they have to get insurance from LawPro, period. It is mandatory that you have this minimum insurance, and it covers you per like occurrence up to a certain amount and whatever. And I have to give a shout out. LawPro is amazing. They're fantastic. They have great repair counsel. And if you ever have a problem or think there could be a problem, you should be a lawyer reporting to LawPro. We talked about audits. We're talking about LawPro, also something scary, but they are there to help you and can really solve a problem and get you out of a jam. But LawPro does have excess insurance. They do also carry it as well. But when I was starting my firm and I knew we had some larger matters and I wanted to make sure we were covered, it takes time to get the excess insurance. And I did not want to be held. And I can't remember how long it was, but it was far too stressful for me to continue as we had some big files coming over. We wanted to get excess insurance as well to cover a gap between the LawPro minimum and what potentially could be a claim as against our firm or any of the lawyers working at our firm. So I did what every business lawyer does. You get a broker to help you go look into excess insurance, what the cost is, what the deductibles are, what kind of insurance you can get. And I think it's a really good idea. Dan, you probably have regular insurance for your business, right? Your commercial general liability insurance, anything like that. Guess what? Your broker can help you with excess too. So what was your, did you work through a broker when you got insurance?
Yeah, when we got regular insurance, I can't remember who it was 3 years ago or whatever it was now when we got our initial insurance policy. But I from what I can recall, that was one of the considerations. And then, you know, I guess what, you know, you said that you had a couple of larger files coming in. Maybe you can give this kind of a perspective to some of our listeners, but when do you think is a good idea to start considering excess insurance?
I think it's the kind of work you might do as well. Like if I was in real estate, just given the amount, like, or lien claims, I think some of them could be for quite a lot of money. And I was talking to you earlier today about some lawyers I was dealing with who made some big errors on lien claims, and that could just result in a huge claim against you. And so knowing the value, if you're over $1 million, $2 million, if you're in that range, you're worried about claims that size, I can tell you the excess insurance is not that expensive to add on to your cyber, your general commercial liability insurance. And it gives you that excess protection in the event that there is a claim against you. So, you know, if you're dealing in those large numbers or you're in a high risk kind of practice, I'm risk averse. I'm a lawyer. So I thought it was a good idea to tack that on as well.
And then you mentioned cyber insurance. And the second you said that, my ears kind of pricked up because I've never heard of cyber insurance before. What's that?
Well, we know that there's a lot of hacking and ability to get into computers and all of that stuff. If you were attacked by a hacker or someone got into your system, there'd be insurance to cover some of the losses that you suffered. I was talking to someone who their firm had been compromised, small firm. Like, it's not a big, at our big firm, was compromised as well. There was a fake website that was put up. It was very similar to our website, trying to get people to call and send money to them. A lot of scams. My staff experienced phishing scams. I don't know if your staff get an email from you saying, hey, are you in today?
Oh, yeah.
That happens as well. But this law firm had been hacked. Their materials had been taken from the hacker. They had their stuff and they were sending very inappropriate images to clients.
Oh, no.
So insurance can help cover some of those losses and help you recover some of your data. After hearing that story, the thought of having to call a client after a very inappropriate image was sent to them, we completely changed our cyber policies, our procedures, and our practices to add way more verification, 1Password, et cetera. Talk to your IT provider about it, but we also have insurance to cover it as well.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting just, you know, hopefully you never have to deal with it, but I wonder what kind of damages that would even cover. Like, would it be more so like, I guess, you know, if your clients end up leaving you and you experience business loss, or, you know, to the extent that your client's information, like, and that's something even like we as civil litigators, right, always deal with. Okay, like, let's say some issue happens, but then what's the actual loss, right? And I have a claim right now where we're suing the insurance company, and that's what they're asking. Like, you know, what have you really suffered? Right, like what has been the damage? So I'd be curious to see, I guess, from a business perspective too, right, what you're paying for the policy versus what your anticipated damages would be for something like that.
Yeah, I think those are all really good questions. And like, you know, would they cover paying the hacker a ransom or not? Is that covered under your policy? What kind of business interruption loss? Like in that case, the firm went down for a bit of time. Where are your backups? I mean, it leads to a lot of questions that, frankly, cyber is one that keeps me up at night. Because just it's so prevalent. I think education is really important as well. But it just takes one person to be, you know, tired or not thinking clearly one day and do something that can leave your system compromised. I know in terms of construction, I've dealt with a couple of payment applications being sent to hackers who were phishing for information. They said, oh, no, just send the payment here. We changed bank accounts. It's Friday afternoon. Someone wants to close for the day. And you look at it in hindsight and you're like, red flag, red flag, red flag. But they're in the moment. They want to keep the project funding and hundreds of thousands of dollars flow to offshore bank accounts. And there you go. So I think, I mean, we're talking about risk. This is one of the risks to consider. Had to train your staff, how to ensure your systems are protected, and what insurance do you have to protect you from these types of claims. And hopefully, again, you never have to use it. But you know, I think we're all going to be expecting some sort of claim in some form at some point in time.
Yeah, you know, and I think one of the points that you raised that's very important is this idea of being, you know, constantly diligent, right? Whether it's training your staff or even in your own diligence, right? So I know, I think you and I talked about this a while back, that, you know, there are these new types of hacks where people take your, you know, your information, your voice, and then try to change your phone number and have, you know, all the two-step verifications things reset. One of the things that I recently did in counterance of that is I reached out to my service provider and I said, hey, the only way you're ever changing my SIM or number is if it's in person. Like, I don't care if I say that it's me. I don't care if it sounds like me. Like, you are not going to do this unless you physically see that it's me, and I give you at least two pieces of ID. And they did that. And I think, you know, that's just one of the things that you can do in general to mitigate your risk. So, you know, you don't have to get those policies, or I guess get those policies and then go nuts. But
well, even still, right, the hassle. I know someone who had a banking, someone had intercepted a check in the mail, and it caused a lot of problems for them. Like, the hassle and stress of going through it, we obviously want to avoid these claims to the extent possible, but insurance helps so that you aren't paying out of pocket in the event that there is a problem.
Yeah.
So Dan, thanks for taking the time to talk about risk and mitigating it and problems to think about in your practice. And I hope, I know I have some thoughts now about my SIM card after today. So it was very helpful. So thank you everyone for joining us.
Thank you very much. See you next time.
Thanks for taking the time to listen today. I'm Karen Bogash of Construct Legal, and my co-host is Dan Fridmar of Fridmar Professional Corporation, also known as FPC. We can't wait to have you join us for the next hashtag Wantrepreneurs episode, where we will lay the next brick of knowledge and help you build your legal practice.